Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Sunday, April 17th, 2005 in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Life hasn't returned to normal yet in India's tsunami area. People are still living under trees. Food and running water are scarce. Gospel for Asia's KP Yohanan says December's tsunami damage is still a major problem, but many have forgotten about it. They're doing all they can to help. While tsunami victims are pleased with their help, Hindu radicals aren't.
People who live 100 kilometers away from the affected areas are coming with their vehicles and weapons and beating up our missionaries. The sad thing is, the people who are attacking us are not the people who became the victim of tsunami, nor are they doing anything to help the people.
Meanwhile, school children in tsunami-ravaged Sri Lanka are just returning to school. While that routine is slowly becoming reestablished, the food situation remains unsettled for many of those children. In response, World Vision has begun a 2-month school feeding program to provide food to more than 40,000 children in 8 regions. While not overtly evangelistic, teams find a compassionate response to overwhelming need opens doors to share the hope of Christ. And finally, we turn to China. International attention towards religious repression of Christians is being documented throughout the nation. However, China Partner Ministries' Eric Berglund says the picture is incomplete. Their teams have found quite a different story in Hangzhou on China's east coast.
This particular church is going to be the largest church facility in China when it's completed. Their dedication service for this particular new church building will be in May, and I am going to represent China Partner at this opening dedication service.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive the free book, Praying for Persecuted Christians in 52 Nations from Open Doors Ministries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.